The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Pei Gimel. The Gemara over here discusses the rule that we find in the halachas of Klayim, Ein Odom Oyser Dabra Sheni Shaloi. A person does not have the capability of making something which is not his Oser. That's why the Mishnah discusses in the Klayim that if somebody takes and plants Klayim in a field that does not belong to him, so even though he planted Klayim, the Torah said you cannot make something Oser unless it belongs to you. Even though the Torah says that Klayim, if you plant a different type of vegetable in your vineyard, so everything that grows is now become Osir. However, if it does not belong to you, you don't have the ability to make someone else's thing Osir Bahana, and therefore it remains Mut. Because of this rule, Ein Odom Oyser Dabar Sheini Shaloi. So Taisis asks a question. Taisis, we know there's a halacha that if you take something which you're not allowed to eat, Chelev, Nevelo, some type of food that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat, and you mix it into a pot with other food which is mutter, the halacha is that all the food in the pot becomes asr. Whether you could tell, if you can't tell where the original food which is isr, so then maybe the food that you're eating is asr, even if you could tell, the taste of the food which is asr gets mixed in, and therefore the entire food, even the food which is heter, acquires the taste of the isr, and therefore it becomes asr. This is a clear-cut halacha, and halacha is isr v'heter, taruvis, the things that get mixed together, everything becomes osur, unless there's a certain amount, certain shear. So Taisis says, what's going to be if somebody takes his food, which is osur, and he mixes it into somebody else's, his friend's pot, of food which is heter? Are we going to say, ein odom oyser dover sheni shaloi, and say, since it was someone else's food, I don't have the ability to make someone else's food osur? Taisis says, we never find such a thing. So why is that true? Why don't we say the rule of Ein Odom Oyser Dabar Sheni Shaloi even when it comes to someone else's food? So Taisis answers that this rule of Ein Odom Oyser Dabar Sheni Shaloi, when we say that a person does not have the ability to make something osur if it does not belong to him, that's only true when the isur is determined by something that happens in the person's mind. Taisis, the Gemara's example over here is the case of Klayim, and Taisis proves that in order for something to become Osir, because it's Klayim, a person has to have in mind that he deliberately wants to plan to grow the two different types of food together. If they grow haphazardly, and he doesn't really want it to grow together, and he doesn't have in mind that they should become Osir, the Mishnah in Klayim says, does not become Osir. So he says, Taisis, you see from here that the concept of Ein Odom Oyser Dabar Sheni Shaloi means my intentions cannot cause something else, someone else's things to become Osir. However, my actions could definitely cause somebody else's thing to become Osir. If I mix my own food in someone else's pot, someone else's heter, of course the action over there, the Isir, does not depend on a person's intentions, the action itself is also, even if it fell in by itself, it becomes also. So here, where the isur does not depend on a person's intentions, on the person's machshav at all, it only depends on the person's actions, there Taisa says the rule of Ein Odom Oyser Dabar Sheni Shaloi will not apply. However, this is the sheet of Taisa. The Rash, this is the Pirish Mishnayis and Klein, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dal, this Mishnah, says that he brings this teretz of Taisis, he doesn't understand it. He says, we see clearly that it's not like that. We see clearly there's a concept of a paraduma. Someone has a red cow. Now, halacha is that in order for someone who is tummy mace to become tar, you have to take the red cow, burn it, and take its ashes, mix it with water, and pour it and sprinkle it on a person's head. And that's how it becomes Torah. That was the halacha of paraduma. So one of the halachas that apply to paraduma is that this cow, before it's killed and before it's burned, you're not allowed to do any sort of work to this cow. That's the halacha. Malacha. Malacha makes a paraduma puzzle. If you have it do any sort of work, it will become puzzle, and then it's not roif to be burned as the paraduma. And we find over there that malacha does puzzle, and we don't apply the rule of ein adam oiser dav reshein shaloi, even though it says clearly in the Gemara and the Mishnayos that the Ister depends on whether he had in mind. And according to Tosis's rule, if anything that depends on a person's machshava should become possible, should also become possible, should not become possible. So the Rash says it must be that this rule, Ein Adam Oiser Dav Reshein Shaloi, is not a clear-cut rule. It doesn't apply to every single case. And in generally speaking, we do not apply the rule of Ein Adam Oiser Dav Reshein Shaloi. Either Gemara here says it by claim. The Rash says it's learned out of a specific pasuk that by klayim there's a rule, ein adam oiser dav reshein shaloi. And this rule is specific to klayim. There are a few other examples. The Gemara says we apply this rule to avodah zara as well. But other than these specific examples, otherwise we do not say the rule of ein adam oiser dav reshein shaloi. And that's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rash. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in his Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, in Or Chaim Siman Reish Nun Gimel, wants to suggest that there is an afkamina lahalacha. There's a difference in halacha that comes out from this machloikis between Tosfos and the Rash. There's a halacha that on Shabbos one is not allowed to cook. Bishul is one of the lamtes melachos. Person is not allowed to cook on Shabbos. However, if something was placed on the fire, on the stove before Shabbos, under certain conditions, it might need to be slightly cooked. The person is allowed to leave the food on the stove on Shabbos until he needs it, and then he can take it off and eat it on Shabbos. Furthermore, if somebody put a pot on the stove before Shabbos and it was fully cooked before Shabbos, under certain situations, a person is allowed to take the pot off of the fire, remove some food from the pot, and then return the pot to the fire and put it back on the fire. And then until later, when he needs it later, he'll remove it a second time. Now there are a bunch of conditions that a person has to follow in order to be allowed to do what's called chazara, to return this pot onto the fire. And the Gemara says one condition is that a person is not allowed to let go of this pot. He has to keep the pot in his hands. If he puts it down on the floor, the Gemara says that he's not allowed to put it back. And the second halacha, the Gemara says that halacha has to be that when he took the pot off of the fire, he had in mind to take it off for a short time and then put it back onto the fire. However, if when he took it off, he didn't have in mind that he was going to put it back on, then the halacha is he's not allowed to put the pot back on the fire. So that's what we keep the Eger. What's the halacha if one person puts his pot on the stove for Shabbos? It's his pot, his food. On Shabbos, his friend comes along. He decides that the food smells good. He wants to have some of the food. He takes the pot off of the fire, and he wants to eat some food. And now that he takes the pot off of the fire, he's still holding the pot in his hands, because if he puts the pot down, then he's not allowed to return it, but he's still holding the pot in his hands. And he took it off. He had absolutely no intention to put it back. What's the halacha now? Now is it mutter to return this pot, to do chazorah, to put this pot back onto the fire? The ma'isa, the halacha is that if he didn't have das tachzira, if he didn't have intention to put it back onto the stove, we said previously, the halacha is, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that a person's not allowed to put it back. However, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, over here, we should apply the rule of Ein Adam Oiser Dav Reshein Shaloi, that a person cannot make something oser if it does not belong to him. The person who took the pot off of the stove, off of the fire, the pot didn't belong to him, it wasn't his. So how should he have the ability to make it oser? He should apply the rule of Ein Adam Oiser Dav Reshein Shaloi. Now, this halacha of having in mind is something that depends on the machshava. It's something that depends on a person's intentions. It doesn't only depend on the person's actions. So according to Tosfos,
Tosfos says that when it comes to something on a person's intentions, a person's machshava, we can apply the rule of Ein Adam Oseh Davar She'ein Shelo. Therefore, according to Tosfos, we can say, tough luck. We could say the opposite. That since Ein Adam Oseh Davar She'ein Shelo, you cannot make it Oseh. The person to take it off cannot make it Oseh for the owner to return it onto the fire, onto the stove. However, according to the Rash says the rule of Ein Adam Oseh Davar She'ein Shelo is limited. That only applies to Klein. Who said it applies to this halacha over here of Chazara on Shabbos? Does not apply to this halacha. So if it doesn't apply over here, we're going to have to say that a person does have the ability to make something Oseh, even though it does not belong to him. And according to the Rash, the halacha would not be mutter for a person to put it back onto the site. This is what Rabbi Kiveger says. Rabbi Kiveger wants to say that it depends on this machlokes Rishonim. However, there are achronim. We find Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Shabbos Paragim Aloch Yud brings down Rabbi Kiveger, and he says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand how it could possibly be that we're going to apply the rule of Ein Adam Oseh Davar She'ein Shelo in this case. He says the halacha is the reason why. What's the reason why the Gemara says that the only way you're allowed to return it is if when you took it off you had in mind that you're going to return it? So explains Rav Shach that the underlying concept is that you're not allowed to take a pot and put it on the fire, even if all the food inside is fully cooked. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if I take the pot off and I put the pot back on, so why is it mutter? Well, just because I took it off before and therefore I'm allowed to put it back on. Says Rav Shach, because I had in mind when I took it off that I was going to put it back on, and I'm still holding it, so it's as if it's an extension when I put it back on, it's as if it never went off. It's not considered that I'm placing a new pot on the fire. So says Rav Shach, if that's the case, once somebody came along and took the pot off and he didn't have in mind when he took it off to put it back on, it's already done. The pot is already completely divorced and completely removed from the fire. It has no connection to the stove anymore. So in this case, it has no connection to the stove. It's not because the person's lack of machshava created an iser and now it's usher to remove it. It goes back to the regular halacha that if I have a pot, I'm not allowed to take a pot of cooked food and place it on top of a fire on Shabbos. So therefore, Rav Shach says that really this machlokes in Tosfos and the Rash should not make a nafka mina, like this halacha of Chazara and Shabbos, and the halacha would be that in all circumstances one is not allowed to return this pot and put it back on the fire on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.